Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. We're indeed glad you are here with us this morning or connected in as we worship our almighty and everlasting God. We have enjoyed a very blessed week of relaunching our ministries, and our launch continues this week with the new year of Sunday school beginning this morning. The Seekers small group will gather at Keith and Kelly Koontz's in Wauseon 6 p.m. this evening. If you've never been a part of that, you're more than welcome to join. And SYF will start at 7 p.m. in the youth room this Wednesday. I ask your prayers on behalf of the search committee. They will be meeting Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock and then having one interview at 7:30 and a second interview at 8:30. So invite your prayers for wisdom and discernment on that process. If you are a child through third grade, I believe, there are now children's worship bags back in the narthex. So there are bags hanging on an unfinished wooden cross. It'll be done sometime in the future, but there are bags back there that have objects to help our children enjoy worship. So parents, be aware of that. Our September Mission of the Month is the Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, and you can read a little bit about that on page 10 in the bulletin. And I invite you to scan all of the information about the blanket program through Church World Service on pages 6 and 7. And there are envelopes in the ends of the pew racks. You can also just mark your regular envelope, Blanket Sunday. And here is a short video clip about Church World Service and the Blanket Sunday program.
My name is Nora McNiff, and I am 7.
One year, I asked my granddaughter, who was 4 at the time, Nora, if she would like to be involved in the mission. And we came up with the idea that we would make little tiny blankets and greet people in the morning as they came into church and give them each a little blanket and remind them that next week is Blanket Sunday. Nora has a servant heart, and she's willing to do anything you ask her. It just seemed like a great mission that people could understand. They could see it. It was a very tangible thing to know how a blanket could be used in countries where there are so many needs. For a mere few dollars, you can buy that for a family and change their life. If we can reach out and help, whether it's your neighbor next door or your neighbor across the world, it just seems that's what we're commissioned to do. And I feel very satisfied that I'm pleasing the Lord with this type of mission and involving my granddaughter and my whole family, really, in something like this.
It's really fun for me.
Our opening scripture this morning is Psalms 23 and can be found on page 554 in your pew Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Gentle Shepherd, we come to you as we are, not as we pretend to be. The truth is, God, that we all too often discover ourselves lost in a maze of choices. We confess from the very beginning of this worship that we are lost. Were it not for you, O Lord, we would be lost forever. But because of you, there is a room for us in heaven. Gentle Shepherd, seek and find us as we are, not as we pretend to be. Be patient with us and teach us how to wait. Amen.
Thank you.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing our opening hymn this morning, number 106, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Please join me in our responsive prayer of confession and thanksgiving. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, we read, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us pray to Almighty God with sincerity of heart and full assurance of faith, seeking His cleansing as we unite in prayer. Gracious Lord God, in meekness and contrition, I come before you amidst this body of believers, offering my own confession of the sin in my life, in my heart. I am so laden with guilt, and I long for your forgiveness and grace. Free me from my guilt, O Lord, that I may be restored and strengthened to turn from future sin, living for and serving you. In your name, Jesus, I pray.
Trusting in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, know the truth of Colossians 1, verses 13 through 14. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Our hymn of response is number 355, Trusting Jesus. This is a hymn that we haven't used a whole lot here. So Buffy and I are going to go through and sing the first verse to kind of get it in your ear, you get a little bit familiar, and then we'll all join in singing for all the verses 1 through 4.
Simply trusting every day, trust.
Share a couple of prayer requests with you. First, to be in prayer for Mark Belts and his family upon the passing of his mother, Rilla Belts, on Wednesday. She was at the age of 82. Visitation with the family will be tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 8 p.m. at Short Funeral Home, and then the funeral service will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. James Lutheran Church. Would also share that Dale and Ann Grimm were at Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission last Sunday, leading the chapel service and offering the meal. And they had a woman of six children come up to them after the service. Her name is Gloria, and was asking for prayer. She is also working to reconnect in faith with the Lord, and so she had been there for the first time. And Dale shared with you this morning that we could be praying for Gloria as well. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. O Lord our God, O Christ our Redeemer, O Holy Spirit, our sustainer. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you have empowered us. You have equipped us through faith and through scripture, through prayer. You have equipped us to trust you as we have just so wonderfully sung. Lord, it is about trusting Jesus, trusting you as our Lord, as our God. Lord, we thank you for this time to gather together in Christ, this time to be a congregation rooted in your holy word, strengthened by your word, that we are equipped in faithfulness, ready to serve you. So we pour out our praises and our thanksgivings. We honor you in this time, and we also seek to honor you with every word that we offer, every thought that we think, and every action that we do. Lord, we thank you for trusting us as your servants, as your people. And Lord, in our time of worship this morning, as we think about the Good Shepherd, as we think about the Exodus, as we think about a cast-down sheep, Lord, we are human and we are humbled by your grace for helping us overcome the ways that we have been human. Lord, restore us and heal us. It is that restoration through salvation and knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that we pray for Mark Belts and his family as they grieve and mourn the loss of Rilla. Lord, we pray your blessing as they go through this day and tomorrow and Tuesday morning. And we continue to pray for them as they grieve and mourn in the days and the weeks and the months to come. Lord, may they know your peace. Lord, it takes courage. It takes trust to have Gloria go up to Dale and Ann last Sunday asking for prayer. So in faithfulness, we pray for this person that we don't even know. But we pray that you would continue to reveal yourself to her. We pray for her and her six children. We pray that she would continue to place her trust in your daily care. Not just physical care, but care of her heart and care of her mind. Lord, we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who binds us together as a church family, who binds us together as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Three brave men, maybe coming up with another one. Here they come from the nursery or up in the balcony. Oh, Corey, I was going to use you. You're safe. You're safe. I have a bag of water. I have three pencils. How much do you trust me? Anybody here want to trust me? Okay, Jude. I'm going to hold this over your head, and I'm going to jab this pencil into it. Do you trust me that you're not going to get wet? I got some towels here for you, okay? Do you trust me now that you're not going to get wet? You don't trust me? You don't trust me?
No.
Wow. Guess what? No, you got to look out there. Here we go. You just trust that the towels are going to catch the water, okay? Did you get wet?
No.
You think that's a trick? I'm going to do it a second time. You want to watch? Did you get wet? Wow, are you trusting me more?
Yeah.
You're supposed to say yes really loud. Watch this. Uh-oh, one sprinkle. Did you get wet?
Yes.
Just a little bit. Only because I jiggled it. Brad's going to take this for me. Thank you. Did you think he was going to get really wet? In case it didn't work, I had two more bags to try. There is something scientific about that plastic forming a seal around the pencil as you shove it through. When I first read that, I thought for sure, Jude, that you would get wet. 8 o'clock was much more fun because it was Tim Beck, my neighbor, who didn't trust me either, but he sat there and let me do it too. But there's something that you have to learn to trust certain situations. So just a little bit about trust. And Jude, you sat there and let me do it. So you trusted me somewhat? Yeah, he's still not going to come out with that. But Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." That is a scripture verse that teaches us to trust in God. Okay? It is about trusting that he's going to take care of us. It's going to be that we have to trust him, that he's going to nurture us as we grow in faith. He is going to provide for all of our needs. There might be some times when there's a delay. Okay? Now, if I had sprinkled that bag on you the first time and you got a little bit wet, you may not have wanted me to put that second pencil in there, but hopefully you learned I'm not here to harm or to hurt you. You can trust me. Well, God wants us to trust him. We're going to read about that, and we've read about that in Psalm 23. We're going to read about that in Exodus. As we trust him, he will take care of us in all different kinds of ways. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you care for us, and I pray that our trust would continue to grow, and that this simple illustration will remind us that sometimes when we're worried, we worry about nothing, because we can trust that you will guide us through. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen, I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your Jesus.